USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their Labor Day in Wilmington, Delaware. The president set to return to the White House at just around 7 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. The booster shot for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next week or so, but a large portion of Americans still haven't gotten their first shot. Dr. Rich McCormick works in an emergency room in Atlanta and is running for a congressional seat in Georgia. He says the vaccine should be a personal decision.
This really should be a discussion between you and your doctor rather than the government giving carte blanche statements when everything's a percentage game and you can't possibly consider all the different things that would come into each consideration for a vaccination or a treatment based on your risk factors, your age, your exposure, all that that the government really can't make blanket statements on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There continues to be conflicting reports regarding the exact number of Americans, journalists, or Afghans who worked with the U.S. military still trapped in Afghanistan.
During his last news briefing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken refused to say how many were left behind.
We're in constant contact with Americans who remain in Afghanistan and may still wish to leave.
K.P. Yohannan of the humanitarian relief organization Gospel for Asia tells us his people on the ground have a much higher estimate.
In Kabul, there are 3,000 American soldiers actually protecting some hotel buildings where 50,000 Afghani refugees are now sheltered. So we hear a handful of Americans are in Afghanistan. That is not true. There are a lot more than we know.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden is slated to visit New Jersey on Tuesday after the Garden State was devastated by the deadly remnants of Hurricane Ida. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy tells CBS's Face the Nation that he's looking forward to the president coming to Jersey and receiving assistance from the federal government.
First responders were extraordinarily heroic. Folks up and down the state were extraordinary, but there is a significant loss associated with this storm. We'll do all that we can in the state, but we need the federal government in a big way. I'm confident they will be there for us, and I'm looking forward to having the president with us on Tuesday and seeing it up close with our own eyes.
An apparent military coup takes place in West Africa.
A group of soldiers in the West African country of Guinea have staged a coup, detaining the country's president, Alpha Conde. Speaking on national TV, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya declared the country's constitution invalid and said the nation's borders had been closed. The group, calling itself the National Committee for Rally and Development, said they would also replace the country's governors with regional commanders in the days ahead. Conde has been in power in the country of 12 million people since winning Guinea's first democratic election in 2010, but has faced harsh criticism since running for and winning a third term in October 2020, despite a two-limit term in the country's constitution. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.